The West Nile virus is present in Oregon once again this year, and we'll talk about that. Welcome back to The Exchange. I'm Milt Radford, filling in today for Jeffrey Riley. If you have a question or would like to participate in this discussion, anywhere in the toll-free area, 1-800-838-3760, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Joining us this morning is Dr. Emilio Dibes, and from the Oregon Health Authority, and here to talk a little bit about the West Nile virus and what it means. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'd like to start with a broad question because maybe there's some misconceptions. What exactly is the West Nile virus?
The West Nile virus is actually a mosquito-borne disease that actually showed up in New York back in 1999 and made its way across the United States until we got it in Oregon in 2004. The virus itself causes a pretty mild illness in some cases, but sometimes a severe illness, which is usually can be seen with fever, headaches, and some people have a very significant problem moving around and even some paralysis.
What populations are most likely to be affected with the worst symptoms?
The population that we're mostly concerned about are those individuals that are 50 years and over, individuals that actually have issues with high blood pressure, individuals that are diabetic, for example, individuals that are immune compromised. Those are the individuals that we see the most significant illness present when they get the disease.
And this is, you can only be infected by mosquitoes, is that correct?
That is correct. It's only by mosquito bites.
At this time, is there any kind of vaccine or prevention for West Nile?
So the only vaccine that we have at this point is a vaccine for horses. Humans don't have a vaccine available to them. And the way we usually manage or talk about prevention is by reminding people to protect themselves against mosquito bites. DEET is one of those compounds that you can actually use. There's a new one. It's a natural, it's an organic one that it's called oil of lemon eucalyptus, and that actually works very well to protect against mosquito bites.
I was going to ask about that because I know some people are pretty sensitive to DEET in high concentrations. So.
Yes. Yeah, so oil of lemon eucalyptus, according to the CDC website and what we have learned so far, is just as effective as DEET.
If somebody has been bitten by a mosquito, how long before the symptoms manifest itself? And also, at what point do you get concerned about some of the symptoms?
Most people develop symptoms 2 to about 7 to 10 days after the mosquito bites. It's usually within a week. And at that point, most people have a mild illness of sorts in which they develop a fever and a headache, and that usually goes away within 3 to 5 days. In some individuals, they get a very severe headache that actually causes them to be impaired, and some people unable to walk, unable to see, unable to walk around, unable to perform the daily functions that they usually do. And so individuals such as those should be seen at their local physician's office.
If somebody is starting to manifest these symptoms and they're in that early phase with a mild headache, or should they see a doctor anyway, or should they wait till things get a little worse?
They should. I mean, I think it is important to find out how much West Nile virus is in the state of Oregon, and it is important to be diagnosed and at least to know what's going on in case it would actually get worse later on, so people or physicians would know what they're dealing with and treat it accordingly, reminding you that there's really no treatment. It's just supportive treatment, but at least physicians would know how to manage the disease.
That prompts a question of how severe is it this year compared to previous years?
Well, this year we've had not as much activity. So far we have had about 17 mosquito pools positive for West Nile, and they have been identified in Morrow County, in Union, Baker County, Klamath County, and Jackson County. So those five counties have reported activity at this point. That's mosquito activity. In terms of human activity, we have about four presumptive cases, or cases that have not been confirmed just yet, and those are in Baker County and Malheur County.
Is that a low number compared to previous years?
It is, but it varies from year to year. It varies according to temperature. It varies according to rainfall, because those are the things that the mosquitoes depend on to lay eggs and then, spread the infection.
We're, of course, in Southern Oregon and Northern California. We're in a pretty severe drought right now. Is that actually one of the few good things about a drought? Would that produce fewer mosquitoes?
The drought will actually, the absence of water, which is what the female mosquito that bites needs to lay eggs, is really what is needed to, along with high temperatures, to, increase the population and bite transmit the illness.
We are speaking today with Dr. Emilio DeBess of the Oregon Health Authority about the West Nile virus. If you have any questions about that or concerns, give us a call at 800-838-3760 in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. How can a person protect themselves just locally around their home or farm or wherever from the West Nile virus?
Yeah, so we usually talk about prevention in terms of a number of things. One of them is protecting yourself with DEET or any repellent, like we talked about just a little bit ago. Also, we talk about getting rid of any standing water around the home, such as plants or even dishes that may actually sit out with standing water during the summertime. I think one of the biggest concerns that we have is that people forget that mosquitoes tend to be most active during the early morning and late evening hours. So when people go outside after the end of the day, sit outside just to enjoy the late evening or the early evening, mosquitoes actually are active, and that's when you should protect yourself. So protecting yourself during that time and also putting up screens on your doors and windows would actually limit the number of mosquitoes that would actually come into your house and perhaps bite you during those times.
What is our mosquito season here in this part of the country?
Yeah, mosquito season in Oregon usually starts after the last frost, which is April 15th. And that we usually mark the mosquito season after April 15th all the way until September, September 15th or the end of September, depending on how warm it is. And a lot of it is, water and temperature dependent.
For those folks who develop the most severe symptoms and have even the risk of potential death, why do they develop that? Is it because their immune system is already compromised, or is it some genetic element?
Yeah, we feel that, some people have what we call predisposing conditions that are immune compromised or have, problems with their body in terms of responding to the illness. And that usually leads to a more severe illness. So the virus is always the same. It just depends on the body's ability to fight it off and be able to, protect the individual against a severe illness. So people that have high blood pressure, for example, people that have diabetes, for example, or, cancer therapy, anything like that would actually be a lot more susceptible.
Across Oregon, especially down here in southern Oregon, we have a pretty wide rural area with a few little urban pockets. Is West Nile tend to be more of an urban disease that we see, or does it happen in cities just as equally?
I think it happens in cities as equal as it happens in the more areas away from the cities. There are a number of mosquitoes, both house mosquitoes as well as floodwater mosquitoes, that usually are seen in irrigated areas throughout the state that would actually carry the disease and can potentially transmit West Nile.
Do urban areas use spraying to try to control mosquitoes?
So, the vector control districts, which are a great group of individuals that review, assess mosquito populations, collect mosquitoes for identification and testing, are really the responsible individuals to not only assess the problem early on in the springtime, and they use larvaciding, which is not usually a spray, but just a bacteria that would actually kill the larvae, the mosquito larvae. And then if that isn't enough or that hasn't worked well enough in different areas, then they move on to using the pesticides. And some of the pesticides that we use in Oregon, or most of the pesticides, are both approved by us and by Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. So a lot of them are very safe and when used correctly, which the vector control districts do, protect individuals against the excessive number of mosquitoes and mosquito bites.
Earlier this hour, we were actually talking about pesticides and a lawsuit that's been issued in Curry County about some spraying. And so I was going to ask on that, do you know what kind of herbicides they use or pesticides they use on mosquitoes, or how well they've been tested for safety?
Yeah, I don't. Curry County does not have or has not provided a vector control plan or pesticide use plan, as we say it. So a lot of people, what usually happens is that individuals actually use or companies can actually use that without necessarily requiring permits from the state. And in a lot of cases, the vector control districts are the ones that are blamed for this. So the ones that we have approved, which are Jackson, Klamath County in your area, and Coos County, are using very safe products to prevent excessive mosquito populations.
Should individual homeowners go out and spray some of these pesticides in their own yards, or is this something that's better left to a professional?
You know, it's always better left to a professional. The key here is that a lot of these pesticides are used in a very, very small amount. And I think people may have a difficult time understanding not only what to use, but also how much to use and what kind of equipment is actually necessary to provide this very small amount of pesticide into an area that would actually eliminate the mosquitoes without causing any more problems, not only to animals, but also to humans.
Larvicides and adulticides. Can you talk about those?
Sure. Larvicides are compounds that are actually used by all the vector control districts and are a way of eliminating the mosquito larvae, which is what happens when the mosquito lays an egg and then it evolves into a larvae before they actually hatch and become an adult mosquito. So larviciding is actually used in areas where there's a lot of larvae in the water, and they will kill the larvae to prevent that mosquito population from hatching and expanding. And then beyond that, adulticiding is usually chemicals that are used to kill the mosquitoes. So it's a chemical that is proven to kill adult mosquitoes that can potentially be of a problem.
Do you have a website or some recommendations where people can go to get some more information?
Yeah, so the Oregon State website, so oregon.gov, if you type West Nile, will have some information, as well as the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife website and the Oregon Department of Agriculture. And actually, Oregon Department of Agriculture has a lot more information about the different larvicides and adulticides that are used not only in the state of Oregon, but nationally.
Are there misconceptions about the West Nile? How afraid should people be?
I think people need to be highly aware, especially if you're in the population of individuals that are immune compromised or over 50 with other conditions, to be aware of the disease. I don't think you need to be afraid of anything, but I think you need to think smart and act smart and protect yourself against mosquito bites, as they can, you know, potentially transmit West Nile.
Do you have any recommendations for that group that is potentially compromised? As you mentioned, high blood pressure, diabetics, or immune compromised. Is there anything in particular that they should do a little bit differently with the West Nile active at this time?
No, I think you know, we want people to enjoy being outside, to get physical activity, but you know, the key is just to make sure that they protect themselves against mosquito bites by either wearing long sleeves or wearing the DEET or oil of lemon eucalyptus. It's all about preventing that mosquito from biting you. So the key to success here is to prevent mosquito bites.
And if you have things like old tires lying around the side of your house, or dishes or bowls for the dog that have water in it, you should dump those out. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Those old tires, and I really, you know, we work on those. We talk about those on a regular basis because they are a significant source of breeding sites for mosquitoes. They should be, you know, dumped over. You know, that standing water should be eliminated.
We've been speaking today with Dr. Emilio DeBess of the Oregon Health Authority about the West Nile virus. It is present in Oregon this year, but not quite as high as we've seen in some years. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Up next, we'll be looking at the new book, Off the Leash, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Dog Park Culture. Stay with us.